Hello, thanks for being with us here on New Life, the series of educational discussions with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello. Hello, Tal Mendelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. We would like to talk about Israel, the times of we're in, the state that we're in all over the world, as it's deteriorating, and we see in general things are not going so well. We're to try to disconnect from all the politics and all the bad and all the noise and look at a different, more broad perspective from the nation, Israeli nation, where it came from, where it's going to, and understand from Rav Lightman especially what is the potential in us as Israelis that we're not implementing. If we understand what this potential is and begin to implement it, we may be able to come to a completely different place. Tal, why don't you open? Yes, it's interesting that also today, with all that's happening, there's also a certain scrutiny of what is our identify, what is our identity, what is our nationality here. And it's not something that's self-aware. So once again, we're going backwards to a very special period where the nation of Israel is here in the land of Israel before more than 2,000 years. And we're in that point from the moment before we go out to exile, and we're trying to understand what happened here. And one of the very interesting things that we began to open in the previous program is that it's something that's a myth in the eyes of many people. This connection, very mysterious thing, the connection of the Jewish people with the upper force, some kind of covenant that they had. And you began to explain that we're talking about something a little bit different maybe from what we know, this force. We would like to continue and understand what really are we talking about. What is this force? We're talking about a group of people according to which their, according to their desire, we say deficiency sometimes. According to this deficiency they had, this lack they had, they're wanting to know who manages me, what the essential questions basically, why I'm alive, and that they ask themselves. According to those questions, they united together around Abraham, who was one of the sages during Babylon, and he taught them how to solve these questions, these essential questions. Nothing was lacking in Babel from the forms of still vegetative and animate that we needed to fill ourselves. Meaning, in a bodily manner, they lived very well. The problem was that this tower to the heavens, meaning the desire to know what we're here for, why, where the source of life comes from, who spins our life, and so on. Our desire is to know our King. And Abraham taught them that this is possible, that we could do it. And specifically for this, this problem is coming, where we are in a separation with each other, a distancing, a remoteness, and we can't understand each other. But those people are the ones who discovered a huge desire to discover the essence of life and connected to him, because he was one of the sages, the wise people of Babylon, very strong from a family that was also his father. Terach was very known and powerful. And therefore, Abraham taught them how to attain the force which manages nature, which is an opposite force than the force of the still vegetative animate and speaking in our world. And this force is a force of bestowal and love, and therefore it created us in an opposite manner, in the form of reception and hatred. This is actually what is being disclosed in Babylon. And what is this is happening specifically because they must discover something opposite, an opposite force. And he taught them in what way it is possible to invert themselves, meaning not to invert themselves, but to acquire also upon what is in me an additional force, which is lacking in our world. Our force is just a force of ego, and how to acquire the force of love, which is opposite, and this truly depends on the upper force. That's the upper force? Yes, that's the upper force. How can we bring it closer to us? How can we want for it to be revealed in us so it will be able to influence us and be within us so that we will be able to use this force? If it's a force which exists in nature, then maybe I will be able to receive it and understand what from those questions of what's the point in my life, what's the meaning of my life, where is all of reality coming from, who's accompanying me, who's managing me, who's controlling me. Through those questions that a person asks but doesn't dive too deep in them, we can start to get to know this force. Why? What's the connection between the questions about the essence of life and the connection to the upper force? Because it is the initial force. It is the preliminary force. It is the upper one because it is the force that spins everything. It is the force of bestowal and love. It is a force that spreads out through it all that it has, the energy, the fillings, and created the force of reception in order to fill it and bring it to a certain degree of existence. The force of bestowal is a whole force because it doesn't necessitate anything or anyone. The force of reception is a very limited and indigent force because it's always lacking and it's always lacking something that it needs to achieve. We usually associate this force with all kinds of properties, personality. We made a covenant with it. He's with us. I mean, it's really difficult to understand that this is a force. Force is usually something that doesn't have a life of its own. It's something that... why? In our dimensions, in our space, even here, right, this materialistic space, there are many forces, but we're not talking with them. On the contrary, I think that other than forces, there is nothing. Also, what I'm seeing right now is all forces, everything I see. These forces accumulate in me in all kinds of perceptions that seemingly the matter of still vegetative and animate exists. But it's actually a depiction of these forces. So how do you have a relationship with forces? The force is considered the force of desire. As we are with you, let's say, in a certain into certain relationship, what we're doing is we're using our forces in order to connect, to make contact, to get closer, further away, to make certain connections within our forces. And the forces. Only force exists, nothing other than it. Even physicists today are talking about the fact that there's only forces. And there's everything else that we see, the masses, is translucent. It doesn't exist. Even according to the perception of reality, we understand that what we're seeing is truly just our imagination. And it is only depicted in my perception. But within me, what's going on inside my head, those forces basically depict the forces. But it's the forces that attract us. So each of us is also a force? Only a force of reception. Only this force of reception is made up of all kinds of forces of reception, and there are different forms of relationships between them. And then there's a difference between one person and another. What is the force of reception? What do you mean that a human being is a force of reception? A force to enjoy. I didn't understand. To enjoy. What is a human being? A desire to get pleasure, to enjoy. So what does he have to enjoy? Imagine to yourself all that there are, all the forms of desires that one can fill himself that are in a mixture between them, in a certain complexity, because there's a makeup of each of us, and men, women, small ones, older ones, all in all, in order to enjoy all the different sources. So what's the connection with reception? You said you called it the force of reception. A force to receive. The desire to receive and pleasure. So you're saying that the Israeli nation had a connection with the upper force. What do you mean? That Abraham taught them how human beings that have a goal to attain the meaning of life, the goal of life, the plan of reality, the general program, they want to do this as long as they can do this while they're in the force of bestowal. How can we get to know this upper force from us under the condition that we're in relationships that will also be similar to the force of bestowal? That's the reason we need to come to love thy friend as thyself, to mutual love, to the degree in which we will manage to discover such forces between us of love, connection, mutuality, reciprocity. Accordingly, according to those relationships between us, we will discover the force of bestowal. When you say that if in the relationships between us we will put love, mutuality, reciprocity, and all those positive things, and we will discover the force of bestowal, do you mean that we were going to discover that upper force? That they say that the Israeli nation has a connection with the upper force? Yes. So can you define what this upper force is? The force of bestowal. What does bestowal mean? Bestowal means to bestow good towards each and every one, out of love. So a nation that has a connection with the upper force, what kind of nation is this? It is called a Jewish land from understanding that it needs to be in unity. And in unity amongst them and unity with the upper force. And it understands that the force of reception which it was born with, which is great, therefore we are, which is light, that's why we're called people of life. And only thanks to it we can, because of the force of reception that burns between us and distances between us and everything, it's all in order for us to specifically, despite it, we'll search for the force of bestowal and connection. When you talk about all these forces, it's a little, obscure to me. Can you maybe explain it? I see that it's a very complex nation. On one hand, there you call them very hard-necked people. On the other hand, they've got the greatest ego. On the other hand, you're talking about love, reciprocity, mutuality, like positive things. So when you say the force of reception, this force, that force, I can't depict in myself a picture. What are the special characteristics of this nation? Because I'll tell you what I don't understand exactly. Sometimes when you talk about the Jewish people, you're talking about relationships. Relationships of bestowal, love, positive relationships. Sometimes you're talking about the fact that because of specific, special relationships that they constructed amongst them, all of a sudden they start to feel forces that are concealed, even an upper force. So because of that, I can't kind of like package it at all as one. What is this in the source to be a nation that has a connection with, what is a nation that has a connection with the upper force appear? It appears special. United, yes, as one. United as one. Through mutual love. And above the ego which separates between them. Meaning there is between them, there are between them forces which distance between them. And upon these forces, they bind themselves, they connect themselves, meaning they're under the strain of the forces of separation, and upon them, the forces of connection. Separation and connection? Yes. That's how they hold to themselves, maintain themselves. And therefore, there's a very great potential force. There's a force which is distancing, that doesn't want to be together. And there's a force that's connecting with force, with might, so they'll be together. And according to these two forces, as much as they're in that strain between them, they discover that upper force, the Creator. It is revealed specifically in that strain, in that stress between the two, which is revealed amongst them. Between the distancing and the closeness, they discover now something additional. Yes. You're saying they're discovering an upper force. Yes. The quality of bestowal, the quality of love which surrounds us, which exists around us. That's what they begin to reveal. They build through this from the force of distancing and the force of closeness. They build a new sense. A sense for the revelation of the Creator. What is a sense for the revelation of the Creator? A neshama, a soul. What is a soul? What does it mean? It's a condition for the revelation of the quality of bestowal and love which exists in nature. Where does it exist in nature? We don't discover it because we don't have that sense. If you want to discover it, please. This is what they came to Abraham in Babylon, and he taught them how to, despite the great distances, they didn't come as small people, people that are very egoistic came to him, but they want to be in a concrete manner. We demand an explanation. We want revelation. We demand understanding. What is our life? How do we reach the perception of reality? How do we come to an understanding that we understand? Because we see that our whole civilization is, it just discovered everything and it's feeling that it has nothing. We want to eat each other. So we don't understand each other. And he taught them how to discover the force of connection which exists in nature and to study it. Because specifically by studying this force of connection, you begin to see that our lives upon earth, in this world, as we see it and reveal it, is all in all some prelude, some introduction and preparation for a completely different life, for a life in which we live without feeling the still, the vegetated, and the animals, without feeling bodies and masses, without feeling this universe, where we come here only in order to establish that connection between us, this network of connection between us, so we will, which comes to us initially from the ego, the force of natural reception, and upon that, the force of love and bestowal. And then when we come to the building of this network, we start living on that level, and that is considered the next world. And the perception of reality that we had previously, like we have right now and still feel, disappears from us. And we enter into an eternal reality, endless, whole, something completely different. I see in your explanations that you're trying to explain to us what these potential forces are in the Jewish people. You use this symbol of the Tower of Babylon. The Tower of Babylon symbolizes separation, a lack of understanding, a distancing between human beings. Yes, of course. Now, you're saying that specifically in that state of the growing of the separation and lack of understanding and distancing between people from the human culture stems something new. The people are, include Abraham, who is the first Jew, and stems a new thing from their desire to discover the essence of life. And then what you're telling me is that this group of people learns from Abraham to discover a concealed force which operates in nature, right? Yes, that's called the essence of life, the meaning of life. In a moment you'll explain to me that sentence. I just want to understand. So let's see if we understood so far. The Israeli people, their special characteristic is that it started from a group of people that discovered, with the instruction of Abraham, and a concealed force which operates in nature, meaning those people discovered, while everyone else around them didn't discover it, they discovered this force. Because they were in the degree of animal. That's the secret. Is that the secret of the Jews, that they discover this? Yes. So when they start discovering this force, which is not clear yet what it is, they begin to feel it, and let's say all the rest of the people around them don't feel it. No, they don't feel it. Is that what separates them from all the rest? That they start to feel this and everyone else live around them in that same world and don't feel anything else? Because they're living in a different world. Because those people, that group of Abraham, which discovers the upper force, is discovering a new world. Where? Amongst them. But they're living on the same earth. Yes, but they're also seeing what's happening behind this earth. Where is after? After this corporeal perception, after this earth, as you're perceiving everything through your five bodily, beastly senses, sorry for saying that, yes, sight and hearing and smell and taste and tactile, just like all animals have as well. Now you receive a new perception, a new grasp. You get an understanding and a feeling of the forces which are managing the world. The two forces, the force of reception and the force of bestowal. This is something that regular people don't understand. For this, they need to go through a change. just like that group of Abraham. So this is the big secret of the Jewish people, that they begin to get to know the forces that manage the world, of course. So if I'm looking at it from a historical perspective, it gives now the ability for them to manage the world itself to those people? Yes, to participate with it in the proper way. Yes. Meaning if I look at it without any connection to me being Jewish or something like that in the past, I look at the fact that Jews, to the point, throughout the history, they're the group of the people that basically influence the most. They manage the world in practice. No, it was meant to manage the world, but they couldn't withstand it. Okay, so let's say like this. Let's say even if they failed their mission. You're not giving them a grade for that. No, I'm not even giving them a grade right now if they failed or didn't fail. If I know, if I put on a scale, this way or that way, you know, you put one of those manual scales that we used to have. If you take any other nation and you put them on the scale, how much they influence what happened in humanity, and you put the Jewish people, it will fly like that because it really influenced a lot. Now, it's not just an incident. Now you're saying it's not an incident that they influenced more because it, thousands of years beforehand, got to know the forces which control the world. So the other people don't even know these forces at all. No, they're living like animals. So they have an advantage, right, to start with. They have an advantage upon the rest, correct? But they didn't use this advantage for the detriment of the world. This advantage that they use is only to bring the whole world to the same degree like them. There's a certain way of seeing things that it's not being... it's not a matter of pride or looking down at everyone. Like that. No, it's a service of bringing the whole of humanity to the same. What kind of service? To bring them to the same way of seeing things. Because my home will be considered a home of prayer for all the nations, and all the nations will come upon him. Jews are just the pioneers from Babylon that are breaking through to the revelation of the real world. And after them, he has to, all the rest of Babylon have to come there. During that time, the uniqueness for these people that start to see the forces which operate the world, the force of reception and bisol, like you call them, if in the end humanity will get to the point, will that be the state of all of the people? Yes, because they will all know me from the greatest to the smallest. In a moment, I'll try to understand all those sayings that you just said because it's making a lot of confusion, like prayers and all kinds of things like that. But we'll scrutinize those too, because you're probably hinting to other things there too. So in a summary so far, there's Abraham was the first one. He gathers around him a group of people. They call them later the people of Abraham. They say there were thousands or tens of thousands. And he develops in them a special ability to see the world, to see the forces that manage the world, meaning other than life and the flow in life. It's like they rise to the second floor and see the forces and manage everything. Yes? This gives them a huge gap, a huge advantage above all the rest of the nations of the world. Also, but they also know how the world behaves, and they know how to go into this providence of the world and understand all of reality in the right way to its goal and lead it. So they're the pioneers that have to bring the whole world after them. Yes, very well. Yes. You can also see that there were other influences in the world as well. You even talked about the fact that there was a descent from this state. Wait. That's true. But this is what was given to them. This group was given the ability to manage the world in the best possible way and to bring the world to the desired correction, and that's it, to come to complete redemption. What is the complete redemption? Where you have this upper force, these forces, the force of bestowal, is revealed in all of humanity, in all still vegetative, animate, and speaking, in all of the world, in a whole way. This is considered the complete redemption. What does it mean that they can manage the world? Manage the world means to teach, to help, to assist everyone to reach the best state. Because they united between them and loved each other and all that? Yes. Because from that, my home will become a home of prayer to the whole world. This desire for Jews to want to manage is considered very, it's a very negative thing, actually, these days. Yes, because, and it's true, because they are trying to they're supposed to rise to a spiritual state to the whole world, and they fell from that state, and then all those forces which operated in them in a spiritual good way inverted to a bad way. And therefore, it's considered that the people of Israel, they're like higher than everyone. When it falls, it is lower than everyone. A certain expectation remains that still, not an expectation, the role only remains. There's no chance, there's no choice. We have to remain and do what we have to do. If we weren't, look at it from our history, from those days, we would be different from all the people. How many nations were there that were thrown from their place and they basically dissipated amongst the people and there's no remnant of them? We know. We nevertheless have to come into implementation. In a minute, our time for our program will be over, and there are many other questions we didn't manage to answer. We'll scrutinize them in the next discussions. I would like to finish with a question. You reminded us in the last few things, all kinds of religions like prayer, like redemption, complete redemption, all kinds of things. What does it mean in this end state where all the people come to this world, come to the world? Correction. What does it mean that everyone became religious Jews? No, but the fact that we need to come to a state in which everyone is connected, all human beings, without any difference between us, we're all connected in a sphere in which each and everyone, according to their properties, their inner attributes, doesn't matter what, they all have to unite and connect with each other in a connecting of complete love and complete giving that will be revealed between everyone. Such relationships, then from that connection between us in this sphere, we discover the Creator, the force of bestowal and love, the general force of bestowal and love. There's no other essence. In general, our world will ascend above all materialism, where you're talking about prayers and talit and tefillin and all the different relics. We are talking about existence, which has to do with bestowal. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Our time, sadly, is over. Thank you, Tal. Thank you, too, for being with us. To be Jewish is something fascinating, obligating, and with potential. We'll continue talking about this on our next programs. Thank you for being with us. All the best. New life.